The Trump administration's effort to more aggressively enforce immigration laws will require more people. The president wants to hire more Border Patrol agents and immigration officers, but there is another choke point, the courts. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The Department of Homeland Security issued new guidelines this week that would greatly expand the number of unauthorized immigrants who are prioritized for deportation. But first, many of them get a court date. Right now, that can take time. That's because there are only 300 immigration judges in the country, and pending cases are at a record high. On average, each judge has a backlog of about 1,800 cases to hear. Deep Gulasekram teaches immigration law at the Santa Clara University Law School.
It's early 2017 now. It's not unusual to see court dates for people that are in 2020, in late 2020, right? So we're thinking 3 years hence when you'll actually get to have your case heard.
The immigration courts are the legal Cinderellas. We feel that we often are forgotten when immigration enforcement is discussed.
Dana Lee Marks is the president of the National Association of Immigration Judges. She says courts would play a key role in carrying out the Trump administration plan.
If we are not given the resources necessary to adjudicate these cases fairly and in a timely fashion, then the removal process will break down.
The Department of Homeland Security acknowledges the current pressures on the immigration courts. In issuing the new guidelines, the agency said the unacceptable delay in courts allows unauthorized immigrants to remain in the country for years. One solution would be to expand what's known as expedited removal to unauthorized immigrants who have been in this country for less than 2 years and are detained anywhere in the country.
Expedited removal is a process by which immigrants can be removed without ever seeing an immigration judge.
Ingrid Eagley teaches at the UCLA Law School.
So one of the concerns here is that if the administration is going to rely more on expedited removal, they may think that more immigration judges are not necessary because they're not going to be giving people the right to appear in front of an immigration court judge.
But Eagley says that denies people due process and that any expansion of expedited removal is likely to be challenged in the federal courts. The Department of Homeland Security also is calling for a surge in the deployment of immigration judges to review claims made by people who recently crossed the border. Still, such a move could have a predictable impact on the courts, says Santa Clara Law's Deep Gulasekram.
Diverting current resources to the border is certainly just going to make every place else that much more strained.
It's important to note that immigration judges are not like other judges. They aren't part of the judicial branch. They are lawyers hired by the Justice Department to administer the law. NPR contacted the Justice Department's Executive Office for Immigration Review, which supervises the immigration courts, to ask about the hiring of new judges and the possible redeployment of judges to the border. In an email, a spokeswoman said her office is still reviewing the new guidelines and hopes to hire 50 more judges. That would bring the current caseload per judge down to about 1,500 cases. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.